I had the opportunity to visit the former country of Yugoslavia in 1990. January of 1990, just before the sectarian forces waged war against the civilian and military Yugoslavian people. We know that these competing regimes have totally redrawn Yugoslavia. We know what's happened to the people since that time. And we also should know that we still have an American military presence there after all these years. One is our own diocesan priest, Monsignor Guillon, who is there doing chaplain work. The Jesuit Mark Link makes a reference to a book written by one particular political prisoner in Yugoslavia. There have been many of them. It's worth noting as we begin this season of Lent on this first Sunday. He wrote a book entitled Underground Notes. I made a brief reference to it in my daily homily and thought I would do it again because it is worthy to think about again. This political prisoner, in the book entitled Underground Notes, talks about how the prisoners were mistreated, case after case. Prisoners, like himself, suffered greatly in confinement. These prisoners, however, all said that when it came to choosing whether to save their body or to save their soul, the prisoners who chose to save their soul experienced something remarkable. They experienced strength to go on. They experienced a surprising power that helped them overcome even the most adverse circumstances. Some of them were remarkably surprised at what had happened. On the other hand, the prisoners who chose to save their body ended up losing their body and their soul. Jesus has spoken about this time and time again. And it's not true just for prisoners, it's true for all of us. Whenever we choose our body or the building up of our wealth, whenever we choose the material, the temporary in this life, over the spiritual, over our soul, over what will last forever, we will lose both, our body and our soul. And so listening to the gospel of the temptations, we should ask ourselves, how willingly do we submit to physical hardship for the sake of our soul? By now, we are in our Lenten resolutions. Our retreat is underway. And we've all made some type of resolution. If you haven't, you still can do it. It's early. Many of these resolutions include physical denial or some physical hardship. Let us remember that when we submit to physical hardship, we do reap spiritual benefits. Because in doing so, like those prisoners who survived, we will be choosing to save our soul over our body. Come, let us worship the Lord, who for our sake endured temptation and suffering. Amen.